Good. This is the regular meeting of the Improvements Committee for the Rancho Murrieta Community Services District for February 6th, 2024. We are called to order Improvements Staff Reports, please.
Okay, good morning. So I updated the capital improvements program matrix that we're going to be providing every month. There wasn't a whole lot of change. I updated some of the invoicing values, totals. There was some small bits of progress in some of the design, but other than that, it really hasn't changed a whole lot. I wanted to ask, is this something you want to see every month, or would you prefer quarterly?
What does it take to get it?
It doesn't hurt. I mean, I just check the new invoicing, add it to the totals, the running totals, and then, you know, try to determine in my mind where we are with the projects percent wise. So it's really no effort. I just didn't want to bother you guys with it unless it's something that you'd like to see every month.
I think it's helpful. This spent to date, is that all fiscal years to date?
No, that's just this fiscal year to date. So I have the budget for what we budget for this fiscal year, and then we have spent to date. I have asked finance to get into the financials and provide me with a spent total because of some of these projects do span more than one fiscal year, and I've yet to receive that. When I do receive that, I'll report that out to the Improvements Committee for sure, because that's something that I'm interested in.
I think that's going to come up when we talk about the update. It's, I'll leave that till then. We need the total.
Yeah. I would like the total. I have asked for that, I think, like 3 weeks ago.
Okay.
And, you know, they're busy with a lot of other items. And it's, unfortunately, the way our financials are set up, you can't just put in project code and have all the charges come up, which you think you could be able to do. I think, you know, as we move forward, we will be able to do that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So you have to kind of know what your vendors are, search those out. So it's more of intensive work for finance. But I do want to get that, and that's something we all need to know.
So I think the answer to your question is yes, we do. We would like to see it monthly, and we really need the actual cost to date versus just the yearly.
I agree. Those will be added to the matrix. Okay, any questions on that for the information that we have currently? Any questions on the matrix, the items?
That's fine.
Okay. For our Rioso tank, we have a minor cathodic protection project coming up. We learned in a recent inspection in January that the support plates and handholds for the 15 cathodic protection rods in the Rioso storage tank are rusting. The rusting rods were brought to the staff's attention at that time, and apparently there wasn't a proper buffer installed to prevent the rust from the anodes getting to the supports and the tank. So you have, I believe, 15 sacrificial anodes in the tank that take up, you know, whatever electrical current and prevent, so all the current goes to the anodes instead of the tank. And apparently, Travis, you had the conversation with the contractor. When they installed the handholds, they didn't put the proper buffer material in between.
Yeah, so apparently in 2009, when they did the upgrade on the tank, the lids that sit on top that cover up the holes, they didn't put any kind of sealant or anything there to prevent rusting from metal to metal. And so when we had the annuals, we have that inspected annually, and when he pulled up one of them, they're all rusting away and they need to get grinded down and treated and then put back on. Because we're still...
With the proper buffer.
With the proper material to do it. We're still at a position... We're still at a position where it can be done while the tank is still in operation. They have a... You've said they would use the old umbrella trick. You stick an umbrella and it'll catch all the shavings. If we don't get it done, and if they get worse, then they'll have to literally take the whole tank down, drain it, and do the repair. So this is something that these guys do. I tried to get other quotes, but I never got anyone got back to me. And this.
Yeah, we haven't got back yet.
Yeah. This is something we need to address sooner rather than later.
And the one quote we did get was 9,000 and change?
Yeah, 9,447.
So we put out a quote for two additional contractors that do this type of work. We just haven't heard back yet. Looking at our budget item for transmission and delivery, maintenance and repairs, we're already at the over budget limit. We're at about 67% as of mid-year. The total operating expenditures for water is at 26.8%, so there is probably some room in there to help pay for this. We're also at 17% in supervision and 25% in source of supply, 38% in treatment, so there probably is some room for this in the operating budget. It's one of those things that, you just discover. Oh, that wasn't put in the way it was supposed to be, and now we have to change it out.
Where are the holes up on the
roof?
They're on the roof. There's 15 of them, and the cathodes that hang down.
Are they anodes?
I think they're cathodes. Hmm. They're long bars.
Okay.
So, and it's where they're attached to the top, and then there's a cap that goes over the hole, and then there's a bolt that bolts it down. When he pulled them up to inspect them, they're all rusting away.
Dissimilar metals or
anything? I don't think they're dissimilar metals. I wasn't when I was hired. They just got finished doing the tanks. I'm not sure, but it could be. It's my understanding those cathodes, are rust protection, so I don't know if the electric or whatever the chemistry of it is that's creating the problem, but it wasn't capped properly.
I could be mistaken, but I mean, it could be cathodes, but I think they're sacrificial anodes, and then all the charge goes to them instead of the tank, and then if you don't have proper separation, then it extends to the tank as well. And so I think those handholds are areas where you actually pull it off, and then you can pull the anodes out if needed and replace them as needed. But I think the mounting plates have all gotten rusted because there wasn't a proper, there's probably some kind of a rubber or some type of a buffer that will make it to where it doesn't have contact with the tank, I guess.
We're not buying new rods.
No, those are all fine.
That'd probably be more.
So the people that did the original work are long gone.
I don't know who did the original.
I have no idea who did the original. It was done in 2009.
Well, it has to be done. So you get possibly two more quotes on the work and then bring it back to us?
Yeah, and I was wondering... if you guys felt comfortable with this, could we get the two quotes, come up with the lowest or the best one, and then present that on the consent calendar like we did last time, just to get the project moving?
I like that. So whoever we go with, it's going to be less than this $9,000.
Less than or equal. Yeah, we like, Travis thinks... Well, at least they presented well to Travis. So, if this is what we end up with,
It was my understanding, according to the gentleman, he said he pointed this out to me last year. I don't remember the conversation. And so this is not something that he just noticed. This is something that apparently has been going on for a minimum of 2 years, because he pointed it out to me. He says he spoke to me about it last year. So I would like to be able to move on this sooner rather than later, to, you know, while we're able to still get the work done with the tank, still being in operation. Because to be honest with you, I do not know how they did the bypass when they redid the tank. And so I wouldn't even know how to begin to be able to bypass that tank.
Okay.
Does that seem like a reasonable price for 15?
Well, they say it's 3 days' work with two guys at prevailing wage. So it's something that they're specialized in. So to be absolutely honest with you, this is a job I've never had to do before.
$2,000 a day times 3 days, $6,000 plus materials and equipment. It's in the ballpark.
About $600 a pop for each one.
That includes all parts and labor and everything.
Okay. Well, I don't seem like you ought to put it on the agenda for the board meeting.
So, okay.
Yep, I agree.
So present that to the consent calendar if that works.
All right, I've got it on there.
All right, wanted to bring a SB 170's project update to the committee. Just kind of update on the status. The original 2021 state grant of $1.3 million was intended to cover what we thought at the time, 100% of the total project cost for all three of the SB 170 projects. Those costs have increased to $2.74 million after we actually took a look and went through the design process. We're concerned that delays in moving forward could result in increasing costs, which could potentially jeopardize the district's ability to utilize the funding within a reasonable time frame. The original funding was granted through SB 170, Budget Act of 2021, formalized through an agreement completed in July 13, 2022, and all grants proceeds were received and in our bank account in full in November of 2022. As of January 31st, two of the three projects have been designed and are ready to be released to the competitive bid process. The third project has been completed to the preliminary design stage. Two projects that are currently ready for construction are the water treatment plant conversion from chlorine gas to liquid bleach, and project number two, the safety improvements at Granlees Dam. The third project, wastewater treatment plant's conversion from chlorine gas to liquid bleach, is still in the preliminary design stage. A brief explanation of the three projects. The water plant sodium hypochlorite replacement project, the original cost estimate for this project at the time was $360,000. They very recently updated engineer probable construction cost came in at $590,000. For a difference of $229,000. This would require district funding to complete the project in theory of roughly $230,000. The thought would be that that would be covered through an even allocation of the expense to the water improvement and water replacement reserves. There are aspects of this project that likely qualify potentially for water improvement monies as well. The Granlees Safety Rehabilitation Project, this original cost estimate was $174,000, and the recently updated engineer probable construction cost post-design came in at $834,000 for construction, an increase of $659,000 that's the amount that would be required to, in theory, to complete this project. The district could cover that cost with water improvement and water replacement reserves at 15% and 85%. So 15% water improvement likely and 85% water replacement due to the nature of some parts of the project. The wastewater plant project, this has reached the end of the preliminary design phase and has entered the design phase. It's estimated that the project design will be completed and be ready to be released to bid in late May or early June. It was decided at the last preliminary design meeting to move forward with the design to include the replacement of the chlorine contact tank as a part of the original disinfection upgrade. Once the design is completed, the design will be released for bid for the hypochlorite improvements, and a separate alternate bid will be solicited at that time for the contact tank improvements to see what they come out at. The lowest current estimate for the contact tank rehabilitation at the preliminary level is estimated at roughly $2.2 million, or a little bit, $2.125 million. The engineer's cost opinion at the preliminary level to complete the construction of just the hypochlorite improvements alone is established at $1 million. The original SB 170 allocation for that project was $765,700 and requires district funding of $284,000 to complete that project. There should be likely an even allocation of expense to the sewer improvement and sewer replacement reserves. Is there any questions up to this point?
The total engineer's cost opinion included design costs?
No, that's just a construction cost. On all of the projects except for Project 3, the majority of the design cost has already been spent. And Project Number 3, we got a pretty good deal on the design. So I think we were in the, I believe in the $120,000 range, and we've spent, it's on the matrix.
Sorry, let me go down there, Michael.
No, it's okay. Yeah, we've only spent about $15,000 of that this fiscal year. So there will be some minor design costs, as you know, during construction for the designer to answer potential RFIs or review submittals. Some of that I can help with, as always.
So the fees from each one of these, did they have construction-related fees when they gave us a quote?
Yeah, some of the design work, there is some design money left in both of the budgets of both projects that are complete for some design services during construction. You like submittal review, RFIs.
Design or inspection?
No, not inspection, just design services.
Just design
services. So they'll be answering, they'll be processing submittals through the designer. I like to process submittals to the designer, and they provide any RFI. My thought is that we would very carefully utilize our district engineer for anything that I couldn't handle during construction, and we have our own inspectors that we use for that we already use for development. That was the thought. Instead of going through the what I would consider the larger expense of hiring a construction management company, I think that's something we could all handle. The team of me, our district engineer, and our inspectors.
Our inspectors, what are they doing when there's no development?
They're not doing anything.
I mean, they're just not working.
Yeah, so one of our inspectors, he has his own business.
Hmm.
So he just has his charge out rate, and we just utilize him when we need to. And then we have a retired annuitant that we can tap into if we ever need to. We haven't used him in quite some time. I provide some of that, and we have a few employees here that can do observation. So it's kind of a team effort.
So we spoke about this earlier. It seems to me that we need to get a handle on the total project costs.
Yes.
And so, because we've already been charging money against this SB 170 stuff, so we know what we've already spent, and we could guess at what we're going to spend, and then put that as a project cost and see where we got to get extra money. And then lastly, I guess we got to know what's in the reserves. Yeah.
Are sure.
Close, are we close to that?
Yeah, we are very close to that. We'll probably have it on Thursday.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and at least actually through 2021, so July 2021. And I don't think there was a lot expended between 21 and now. So I think it's a possibility. I think the question has to be asked as to whether or not it's the best use of the reserves, because this 1.3 million gift is turning into, you know, like a 1.5 million obligation, forcing us to do this project as opposed to anything else that might be more necessary. Mm-hmm. And I know just from my experience at the state auditors that there was a sort of a change in focus to look at money that was going to locals and to audit them to make sure it was used as intended. So I ask that this be put on here because it's been 3 years since it was provided. Mm-hmm. And we haven't really made any forward motion. So my concern is that they could come back and just say, well, you didn't do anything with it, so you need to pay us back. But I don't necessarily think that would be the worst outcome, because it doesn't seem like the great gift that it might have seemed about 3 years ago, because it was really insufficient to do the projects. That said, I don't think it's a bad idea to switch from the chlorine gas to liquid bleach. But I wonder if it's the most important thing to do, you know, at this time. And then additionally, I have two other points. Just one, with regard to Granley's, that cost increase is like exponential, going from 174 to 834K. And I just wonder, what are we getting for that? You know, what improved safety is part of that package? And then finally, I wonder about if this, you know, 1.3 million is in fact able to be utilized however we want, as you've sort of alluded, Michael, in terms of being able to go back. Are there any other projects that have been on our got-to-do list, you know, for a longer period of time than these? So those are just some of the thoughts that I have as a non-operations person.
Well, one of the thing I do want to clarify is, based on my discussion with the Department of Water Resources person that's been administering this money for us, is that we can move money between the three projects, but those three projects are the kind of the boundary. In theory.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it was like, okay, if one project rose above the other two, we could put a lion's share of the resources towards that project. And just to, you know, we're in an atmosphere, I don't know, it seems like the last 5 years, I just keep becoming amazed at what some of these construction bids come in at. And, you know, I'm rarely surprised the other way around. I'm rarely surprised like, oh, wow, that came in really low. It's usually the other way around. So that Granley's bid is probably very conservative.
Is he done?
Yeah, he's complete with design.
Is there anything in there that we have the ability to cut that's not 100% needed?
Well, other than contingency, I mean, it's not just, you know, putting a brand new cover on, which we are doing, and putting new beams to support the cover. So there's a lot of expense there.
Oh, he's got new beams in there.
Yeah, he's got some new beams and refurbishing existing beams, trying to reuse what we can. We've got two gates that aren't even there anymore that used to be functioning gates to let water in. And then we've got a gate that probably should have been replaced, you know, 50 years ago at the back end. And so there's a lot of little things that probably should have happened a long time ago to have a fully functioning four-bay, which is really basically the heart of our water system as far as intake goes. You know, you could put it out to bid and it could be, it could come in at a million. And we just decide like, hey, that's, you know, we wait.
Well, then I don't see us waiting. I think, Marty, would it help if he sent us a copy of the plan so we can look at what all of the parts and pieces?
I'll send you a copy of the plans and the estimates.
I mean, if it comes in at $1 million, maybe we don't screw with the gates or we just replace the cover. I think when Paul asked for this money, it was Paul, right?
Mm-hmm. It was Paul.
He didn't envision any of this stuff. He was thinking replacing the new cover using a lot of what was already there, and sometimes his idea was just to use our people and not even put these things out to bid. So it doesn't surprise me that the how much more this is based on just the few things that you said that you added to this and replacing those beams and all that. But I don't know, what are the options? Move, so we got to keep them within these three projects. Move what's left over to project one so that we can at least get something done. What's our, goes back to what Mimi asked. Is there something else that should move in front of this, or is there a priority amongst these three to spend what money we know we have?
I can give you my opinion.
That's what I'm asking for.
And I think the opinion is the Grand Lease project, just because of what's happened in the past and how long we've taken to get to the point where we're completing that. And there's also some operational aspects. We say, oh, maybe we can leave the gates off, but those gates are also a safety item. And there was never, you know, I've added some things. I've added a guard in front of the gate, so if the gates are open, which they are most of the time, if someone jumps in, they don't get sucked into the forebay and stuck to the gates. And so there's just kind of bringing things up to where they would be in a more of a modern way, because we can't, we have not, there's just no way we're going to stop people from getting. There's people that walk across that dam. There's people that, you know, they kayak out there. You know, all it takes is someone to fall in front of, or just jump into the water in front, swim by where those gates are when we're taking in water, and they're going to be stuck to the concrete, and they're going to die. So I think as far as, like, you know, safety, reduction of liability, I also like, you know, the sodium hypochlorite projects. I think those are also something that we should take a look at. Those are very important. But if you had to ask me, the two projects that surface in my mind are Grand Lease, number one, and the contact tank over at the wastewater plant, because eventually we've had a temporary contact tank made out of what size of pipe? 24-inch pipe or whatever, 30-inch pipe.
Yeah, 30-inch pipe.
For that, that's been a temporary contact tank for I don't know how many years, and it's baking in the sun. It's starting to spring holes. Eventually, we're going to have to address that. Does it have to be this year? Probably not. So if I had to prioritize the funds, I'd put them into Grand Lease.
Can I just ask another question, just about Paul's original vision of having a lot of the work be done in house? Is there any capacity for that?
Can I
for Grand Lease?
Why don't you answer that? And I'll
just to because we started that. I would say no, The reason why I say is we started that with the hypo conversion project over here at the wastewater plant. We bought pump skids. We bought new tanks. We bought a pump. And when Dewberry saw them, everything is pretty much obsolete. They're going to have to demolish it all because none of it is going to be appropriate or work. Because Paul did all the designs and the draws on napkins and papers and was piecemealing it. So we don't have the staff here doesn't have the knowledge to be able to be doing stuff like that to do it safely. That was just a small piece of that over there. We don't have the equipment to be able to do, lift the lids or beams or replace any of that stuff or any of the gates. We don't have any of that equipment. We don't have the staff capability to do that. Now, there may be some things that, we can help on, but just by past experience alone, doing the work in-house has created more issues than it has solved. There's quite a bit of money spent on the Paul project. That is, pretty. I think the only thing we're going to be able to keep is the pump skids.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. Some of the stuff that we tried to do ourselves ended up costing money instead of saving money because of what you talked about. And this and the grand lease thing does take a structures person because of the beams and the hoisting and whatnot. Marty, what are you thinking?
I don't have any problem with the grand lease being a priority. It seems reasonable to me. But before we send it out to bid, I think we got to get a better handle on what the total project cost is and what's available. And my guess is we're going to end up pretty close to our limit just by grand lease. But that doesn't mean that all we've done is useful. We're going to have sets of plans to do the work when we find some money. So it's not like it's going for naught.
So yeah, that was going to be my next question. If we finish the design work on the projects 1 and 3, and we, based on the, obviously these numbers are approximate until right. We get real quotes, we won't know for sure, but based on these numbers, if we finish the design work on 1 and 3 and take project 2 all the way through construction, does that use up all the money?
No.
It depends. I mean, we could get really good bids for grand lease too, as though it's always possible.
Mm-hmm. But to proceed right now, to say we're going to finish the design work on 1 and 3.
One's done.
One's done.
Okay, complete the design work on 3, mm-hmm. and use this cost estimate of $834,000 for grand lease. What does that total up compared to the $1.3 million? Is it under, over?
Well, if we add, let's say that we're in the design for, I don't know, another 90 for number 3. Add that to the 8 and change.
It's not, you're not, you got to put the whole cost in there, not just what we haven't spent yet.
Oh, yeah, I'm just talking about, oh, yeah, okay, yeah. So already spent cost, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we could, I mean, I have it for this fiscal year. I've asked for it for, and I will get it from finance for the prior fiscal year charges. And we'll get that to you at the next.
Do you have a ballpark on that, Michael?
A ballpark for what's
on how much of the 1.3 has been spent?
I don't think we do.
Just a second.
You kind of have a column in there that shows 269.6 for wastewater and 225.9 for water. Was there more expenditure in the prior fiscal year?
We're probably...
That's like 500,000 at least right there.
Yeah, that's a bunch. That's the other projects too. That has it. Are you talking about what's in the matrix?
I'm talking about your page 6 document. So that's your capital improvements matrix.
Yeah.
In addition
So I'm looking at this. I'm adding up this year. We're about 47, 48. Let's call that 50. 65, and the prior design, maybe that's 250 in it so far, just off the top of my head. So that takes us down to 1,050,000. You take off the bid for 8, finish up the design, we'll have some change left. We'll have a little bit of change left.
To finish up the design on 3 and construct 2.
I feel confident that we can finish up the design on 3 and construct 2 for what, based on these estimates. I mean, it's not bad. I mean, clearly we wish we would have asked for more at that time. I was actually a little surprised when I saw those estimates.
So, if we get, Mimi gives us what's in the, no, that's not right. We're just dealing with SB 170. So we need to know all the project costs.
Yep.
For, at least for Grandlands. We know how much we had, 1.3. Input project costs for the other ones, at least taking us through the design. Then we know where we're at.
Yeah, I agree.
Then maybe we could do something by the board meeting to authorize it to go out.
Hey, can I just interrupt for a sec? Who are the design teams for Grandlands and for the water treatment plant?
So design team is Domenichelli. And we also did some preliminary design with HDR.
And Domenichelli did the Grandlands?
Yes.
Okay.
And HDR did the design for Water Treatment Plant 1.
And then Dewberry.
And then Dewberry is currently working on design for the wastewater plant.
Does HDR have another name?
No, they're just HDR. I think it's probably three last names of the founders. Or current owners.
I'm just not finding any payments to them, so.
Oh, yeah, Steve is kind of funky. There's a way to search it.
Okay. Maybe they have another parent name or something. Here we go. HDR Engineering.
HDR is HDR.
Okay, so here, let me do another find for that. I can kind of get us a ballpark. It looks like... because I think, okay, so it's about 36,000 that has been spent to HDR. I can't do the Domenichelli because I don't have the breakdown of payments to them by project on this information.
What's that 36,000 for?
35,874 to HDR. That's for 5 invoices from August until November 29 of 23, so just about a few months ago. So 36K for... And that's the water treatment plant?
What, What's the 17? It doesn't include the 17 from this fiscal year?
Well, I don't know about where that 17 came from, but the actual invoices are in the amount of roughly 18.4, 10.9, 1.7, 3.3, 1.4, and that tallies up to about 35.87.
That's for this fiscal year?
That's for 23-24. I don't have anything prior.
Is that all that project?
I don't know.
Yeah,
how
that,
you
I think that's.
HDR.
I think it probably would be. See, when I got these numbers, because we don't have a system yet where I can just put in a job number and boom, it comes up. So what I have to do is I have to like figure out, okay, who are all the vendors? And I go down the list, and I do a little Estiva search, which is pretty tedious. And I'll come up with like, and I'll click on it, check the invoice, like, oh, okay, that's for that, that's for that. And so I must have missed something.
Did we actually do purchase orders? Because for some of these, like, CIP stuff, sometimes
we
do...
talking invoices.
Oh, invoices. I'm sorry. Never mind.
But at some point, I mean, like, I do think that with project management, you are always paying attention to the costs. But at some point here very soon, we're going to be able to connect POs to checks to be able to run a report by project. But if HDR was only working for us on this design, then that's pretty much it. I don't know how you've utilized that vendor. So
HDR worked on two of these. They worked on Granley's also.
I thought it was Domenichelli
That's the second half. The first half, preliminary design.
Yeah, but that was probably 21 or 22, I think.
Still got to be in the total for the project.
Yeah, and it will be. So she was just, Mimi was just going back to the beginning of the fiscal year, correct?
No, that's everything.
Oh, that's everything.
Yeah, that's everything. But I don't have any HDR invoices prior to 23. Actually, I take that back. We had an enormous amount of data, and then we parsed it down. So I'll have to look again at 21, 22 and see. But the Domenichelli thing is problematic because there's like, you know, five or six different projects per invoice,
right.
And I don't have that granularity yet, but we'll get it. But then we'll be able to see. But I think just even the 35,000 in this fiscal year shows, you know, that a big chunk of the 1.3 is being eroded already by just, you know, kind of thinking about it and planning for it. So it's, you know, my worry is it's just going to continue to get, you know, more expensive. So I feel like you might as well just dive in and take care of it. You have the reserves. And then you get that off your back, because I don't want to have the state come around, you know, in two or three years and say you didn't do anything, so you owe us $1.3 million because you didn't get it done. You know, that would be a bad finding.
Well, don't you, I would assume that producing a bid set is getting something done, even though we don't send it to construction.
Yeah, but I think the optics of that are not great for a local government to receive money and then not really actually get the project done, right? And I think that since it was supposed to be 100%, I think it doesn't help our case to be asking for money in the future. I mean, that's like a harsh reality that if the auditor, and you can Google the state auditor's reviews of local entities that have received money and haven't, you know, actually achieved what they said they would achieve, they're kind of unforgiving and cruel on the locals. So I would prefer that we, you know, finish it up rather than suffer that.
Well, that's sounds like that's where we're headed. So
yeah, I mean, I think
it's just
that's another good reason to focus on Granley so that we do at least finish a project and have that money count against the 1.3 if they do question just getting bid documents out on the other two. So I'm in favor of pushing the... Is there any reason why we can't put the bid documents out for Granley's and see what our prices are, and then we'll have this discussion again, whether or not it goes up to $1 million or it comes down to $600,000?
Yeah, the only thing we really risk is our reputation. Like, if we stick our toe in the water and like, nope, like the next time we stick our toe in the water, they might. But you know, if something comes up, if something's unreasonable, we can't do it. You know, that's if that. I mean, that's the only real risk, I would say, is our So there's no reason why we couldn't. I feel that, you know, this project has already been kind of like talked about, approved, moved forward. So if we did do it, you know, I think it would be reasonable that we did put it out to bid to see what the price was. I mean, all these projects are, you know, there's no project in here that feels like pork. You know, it's these are all good, solid projects that will benefit the district. I mean, the hypochlorite, you know, there's going to come a time when chlorine gas is going to be even harder to get than it is now. And Travis can attest, you know, there's basically one supplier. I mean, I was using the same supplier in Southern Oregon that we're using here for chlorine gas. There's one supplier. And gosh, during a pandemic, there were chlorine gas shortages. Type of chlorite, we've got, you know, five suppliers. And oddly enough, our costs would actually go down, which I didn't think was possible until I did the analysis. So these are kind of a community safety projects as well. You know, we've had a couple of gas leaks. They haven't been bad. We've been, you know, improving our methodologies and our safety process, but it's dangerous. And so getting away from chlorine gas is an economically viable thing to do and a good, safe community thing to do. So there's no projects here that were named that you know, should wait super long to get done. I would say that Gramley's probably rises to the top if you had to pick, in my humble opinion. And then the contact tank that we have over there that's not going to be around forever.
We could. Okay. What do you need from us?
Well, if you want to, if you agree that we put the Gramley's project out to bid, or if you want me to come back to the improvements with all the numerical information that we'd like to see with the projects and then make a recommendation to move forward, I could tell Dominicelli and Associates let's put it out tomorrow to bid. And we could get out the bid probably in 2 or 3 weeks.
And I heard you about our reputation, but just because we put it out the bid doesn't necessarily mean we need to spend the money. All we're really going to get is some information out of it.
Right.
Although as a contractor, I would be a little disturbed if I took the time to bid on something and then it didn't amount to anything,
but then I would tell you to keep your fingers ready because it's probably going to get bid again.
So that this project, I know a lot of people that would be really interested in bidding on this. So we go through Domenichelli and he has a process that he goes
right,
by
for his projects.
All right. So, yeah.
And I'm sorry, that's sort of news to me. Do we never do our request for proposals in-house on that rather than farming those out to Domenichelli?
Oh, we can do. It's a little bit more intensive than a request for proposal or an RFP. This is, you know, going through the competitive bid process. There's a lot of things that we have to make sure that they're done correctly. Typically, they have all the contacts. They know a lot of the contractors. It's traditionally something that the engineer would do.
So what do we pay for that service? Like hours?
Yeah, just hourly.
Oh, I mean, what is the number of hours? What is the dollar amount that we're going
to
be...
For them to put something out to bid?
Yeah.
It's probably included in the design proposal, but I would maybe 15 hours, 20 hours maybe.
Can you confirm that before we go down that road? Because
sure.
I think we should be able to do our own request for bid for all of our projects. If we get some design information from them and just put that in as an attachment. It's just my thoughts.
But yeah, we've got a set of specs and we've got a set of front ends.
Somebody's got to oversee that.
Typically, it's the design engineer, because then if there's questions that are asked about the design, they'll respond to all the bidders and CC everybody. And but I'll get a request.
Does he put it in the Builders Exchange or?
Yeah, Builders Exchange. He probably has some other networking. And Randy, if you've got any potential people that we could forward that to directly, that would also be. But let me get a quote for.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't go out to anybody directly. I would use the contractor's publications, and there's three or four of them. And if you get out to all three or four of those, you're going to get out to every contractor that would be interested in this project. I heard what you said, Mimi. My experience has been when you would bid on an engineering thing like this, that it would go through the owner to the extent that that would be where you would deliver the bid and have the bid opening, but it's typically the engineer that handles making sure that the bid documents and the package meet all of the agency requires, laws, and so on and so forth. How about, Marty, you know more about this than I do.
Some agencies have more staff than others, and when they don't have the staff, usually the engineer takes care of it, to reach out to all the parties and distribute the plans and whatever. So we're way below having a staff to do that right now. So you got to rely on. I would think we should rely on Dominic Kelly to do it. But have we? You said we have all the stuff ready to go.
Yeah, pretty ready to go.
The front end's all done and
yep.
Specs are done. So yeah, I don't know why we wouldn't. And then he's there to administer addendums or whatever else we have to do.
Answer questions,
yeah.
Would you feel more comfortable if at the next improvement committee I was able to go back, do the research, see where we are with all three projects, and then make a determination moving forward?
I think Brandy had it right that before we get the bids, we ought to have all that stuff ready to go as to help make a decision. And so if you do all the homework about project costs for all three of these.
Yeah, yeah. And I can get that by next month.
And so when we do have a bid, we know that we have enough information to say, yeah, let's go, and or no.
So, and Mimi, you mentioned that you guys were getting somewhere with our accounts.
That's the reserves. That's only if we have to dip into reserves to help pay for this, right?
Yeah, and kind of going back to the prior conversation about the $9,500 for the Rio Osos, the water budget currently has spent 51% of its budget, even though we're at 58% of the year. So that's an extra $100K that's sitting there as a result of staying within budget. That's through January 31st. I think, so that's, you know, helpful to be able to look at available current year funds. With regard to reserves, yeah, we will have that information. With regard to Michael's question, I think about project expenditures, the way I see that is that we have a system that captures purchase orders for specific projects, and we have another system that we're developing, pulling information out of Great Plains into FileMaker, and that has the ability to connect the invoices to the purchase orders and be able to spit out projects by those things. And we just have to pull the information out of Estiva for the per project expenditures. So I think we're really close. We haven't been focusing on that because there are other you know, reconciliations for 21-22 audit and a lot of other like financial stuff that's going on. But even without that, I think, and I think this also for our invoices, I'm surprised that we don't have just manual data, Excel spreadsheets for each of our projects already. And I've been told we don't have that.
Right.
And we don't have it for our invoices. So generally there's just been like, you know, no real connection on those points. But we will get there. And I would say it would be within 4 to 6 weeks to be able to have that information. And we're going to be talking about CIP at the upcoming Finance Committee meeting. I should say the 23-24 CIP, which was sort of conceived in, you know, make-believe, because there was no source of funding that was included in that plan. So we're going to try and, you know, bring that down to reality for both 23-24 and then 24-25 and ongoing into the future, because you can't really have a budget if you don't really know what your sources of funds are. But then once you have that budget, you hold true to that. So that's the goal.
This whole process points to the need for the next budget cycle to get some funds into reserves, right?
Yes. And I feel more optimistic than ever about the status of the reserves, just based on.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean, I always think we should be putting into our budget process an additional sums for reserves.
Yeah. Yes, yeah. And I think that $14 for water and sewer is intended to be that way, the $6 of repayment, but I think we haven't built it in yet, but we've talked about the potential for this redistribution of the indirect cost rate to result in the need to increase rates and then maybe to increase rates a little bit more to be able to have a steady stream of funding just to reserves.
Great. I like that idea.
Yeah.
Well, at least someone's optimistic about something. I'm struggling being optimistic in general. Not just about CSD. So from a practical standpoint, the Domenichelli must have gotten permits, fishing game, water resources, and there's probably time frames that we can work in the river.
We're not going to be working in the river. That's the whole point. I mean, yes, we will be. I mean, we're not going to be like "quote unquote" in the river. That's part of the design.
Except that,
I mean, the
protective cover.
What's that? The forebay is in the river, but we're not going to be securing anything in the river. We're going to be securing something through an existing structure that just happens.
So those gates aren't underwater that we're talking about replacing?
Well, they will be, come falling winter. Like, okay. if we do this work in the summertime.
So if there's no windows for the permits, then we're really the construction. I'm trying to get a feel
right
for how quickly we need to get the bid out to get the job done. We're limited to when that's at some point when the water is down to its least, so that it's most efficient until the water comes back up again next winter.
Late spring, early summer would be optimal for starting a project, in my opinion.
So we're,
and I'll verify those permits.
We're already in February, so if we're going to do that, we need to get it out to bid in March.
March.
Yeah.
Well, if you feel comfortable, I can bring the, I'll dig out the totals, get that ready for analysis. Take a look at all three projects, and in the meantime, I can forward you guys a copy of the plans and the probable construction cost estimate. You guys can take a look at it.
And what Mimi asked for, which is,
how much is DeMille and Kelly gonna charge us to run the bid process?
Right. So I can bring that back to the improvements, and that'll give us enough time if we want to move on Grand Lease.
Okay.
Well, hold it. We're gonna. You're gonna wait till next month.
Well, I'm gonna bring you guys the totals so you can see all the project totals, and see where we are, and then if you feel confident with moving forward, we can move forward with the bid.
I had a different vision of it. What if you had it for the board meeting to authorize it to go to bid and have all that documentation available before we get the bid so we know how to analyze it?
Yeah, I mean, I can get that for you at the board meeting, but I mean, the project's kind of approved. We can just put it up to bid at any time. We wouldn't really need board approval to go to bid. We need board approval to accept. It's a construction contract.
Yeah,
I mean, it's whatever you want, guys want to do, however you want to.
Yeah, there's no reason to hold back. The information that you're going to gather for us is going to determine whether or not we want to go forward with the project, but it probably is not, because these numbers are just estimates. It's not going to hold us back from bidding. So I agree with you, Marty. Let's get this thing out to bid and see what it's really going to cost us.
Yeah.
All right.
As long as we have the information available, I don't know, suppose you put it out in March and accept bids end of March or something like that. Give them 4 weeks. Is that enough?
4 weeks.
And
I'll see what Joe thinks.
He might. No, we should give them more, maybe six, I don't know.
Yeah, I probably...
I think 4 weeks is enough.
4 weeks is enough.
From advertisement to bid, 4 weeks is more than enough for a small project like this.
Yeah, that's
true. And just with regard to, like, the costs from Domenichelli, maybe you could ask that up front and get sort of a fixed cost approach to it so it doesn't, you know, go on and on and on and end up eating away at your reserves for that money.
Okay.
You know.
Yep. The
problem is with a fixed cost, he's going to have to assume that he's going to do all this work.
Well, at least ask him for an estimate. I mean,
I thought it was in the fee you already gave us.
I haven't seen anything.
I believe it's in part of the design fee.
That's what I thought.
The design fee that's already been expended?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Not expended, but
approved.
Approved.
He's actually left quite a bit on the table. I was surprised.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll find out.
And can I just make sure that I'm doing what you want me to do? This is not going to go to the board, but we'll hear about it again at next month's committee meeting, and Michael's just going to go ahead and put the bids out now. Is that
that's
right?
That's what we said.
And then he's just going to send you to your emails the backup information that you're looking for. Is that right?
Yep.
That's correct.
And then I'll bring the project... I'll go dig out the project information and bring that to the next improvements as an update.
Yeah, because next improvements, we won't have a bid yet.
No, it'll probably have been out for a couple of weeks at that time.
It'll be April's committee where we'll see.
Probably April.
Yeah. Oh, making progress.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Thank you. Did you have any questions on the other part of the write-up or report? I think it's sounds like we got some marching orders here.
Yeah, when you bring us those numbers, we'll not only see how much of the 1.3 million where we're at versus it, but we'll see what we need to complete Project 3 design, and I guess we'll decide at that time whether or not we want to go forward with the design, or are we At this point, we're just going forward.
Going forward, but if it takes more money, we'll have to talk about it, I guess.
Okay. That was 2C. Anything further, Michael?
No, that was it. Thank you very much for having that conversation.
Okay. Comments from the public? I'm not seeing too many public. Director and staff comments. Staff, anything? Anything further?
I had a question. I see people are doing work out there in the front lobby. When's that supposed to be all done?
By the board meeting, by design. So I think all the painting is done. We've got carpeting coming in next week, finished electrical hopefully by the end of this week. Mm-hmm. And then we'll move everybody back in. And then we've got some desks and countertops that'll be arriving probably in 3 or 4 weeks after that, but they'll use temporary desks until then. Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. It's looking nice. I don't know if you've seen it yet.
I poked my head in there, but
it's kind of hard to see the dream of that, the vision of that as it is now with all the piled up furniture. But essentially, it's a much bigger room, 3 workstations behind the counter, a counter that's ADA accessible, and then there'll be a slat wall that kind of goes from the counter to the ceiling that gives a little bit of privacy and not much of a barrier, but like a visual barrier. And then we're hoping for some soothing photos of the beauty of Rancho Murrieta for the entry.
Wow, great.
Calming the visitors.
Put a picture of that rickety old bridge up there. All right, I have no comments, so that leaves us to adjournment. We are adjourned. Thank you.
Great.
Thank you. Thank you.